Praise be Jesus and Mary. The scripture readings from the Mass today offer us a good context for a reflection on justice, on lawfulness, on God's order. If these readings would simply be heeded by men, how much they would do to transform our society. In the gospel, we heard what could be described as a summary of the humble attitude of the just believer who's mindful of the order of the universe. That is, that we are creatures and subject to the Creator, who is the legislator of creation. And as our Lord tells us, we really don't have reason to pat ourselves on the back for simply adhering to God's law and the commandments and the teachings of the New Testament. This is our duty. And even that, if we manage to abide, is simply thanks to God's grace and not necessarily to our own credit, although, of course, there is an aspect of merit in our compliance and our goodwill. But it's not enough to simply obey and think that we're really something. We're simply doing what we should, and that's what our Lord wants to bring out. And says that we should say to ourselves, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. And we're obliged by the desire to be saved. What we need to seek to do is to do good works. And one of those good works, the primary good work, really, of all Christians, is to be an example to others by being faithful servants of God. And in the first reading, St. Paul, writing to Titus, who was a bishop, gives a model for all of us to aspire to, a model for men and a model for women, which, in brief, is an exhortation against a sort of libertine giving of oneself to one's passions. We all have passions, and the passion in itself is not necessarily a bad thing or a good thing. It can be one or the other, but it must be always. Our impulses must be ordered, must be controlled. He uses the word control several times. And that control is virtue when directed and moderated by right intention, a right intention which is a right will informed by a right conscience, which means understanding through reflection, through prayer, through study of God's will, which is revealed to us in the scripture and taught to us by the church. And if all of us simply sought virtue, we would have an ordered society, or a much more ordered society. What I began with, this idea of law, is reflected, or the disorder in our society is reflected by the explosion of numerous laws, laws without end, almost, without number. There's so many laws on the books that we need professionals to study them and be able to interpret them And this is a reflection of the fault or the lack of law in the hearts of men. God, in the order of the universe, also wrote his law in our hearts. And if we were faithful to God, if we were faithful to the truth that's in our own conscience, even in its crude form, without having been yet perfectly or perfected through study, we still know instinctively something about right and wrong. But because men give themselves to their passions without controlling, without restricting those passions, without exercising goodwill in restraint, so many then sins are committed and crimes, which for lack of law in the hearts of men, the authorities then that have to govern also feel obliged to write numerous laws. So let us aspire, brothers and sisters, to be lawful, to seek the truth, and to exercise restraint and virtue. Restraint is a kind of a negative aspect of denying disordered passions, and virtue is that effort to practice the law of charity and mercy with our brothers and sisters, with ourselves in respect to God. We're celebrating the memory of St. Martin of Tours, a great bishop and one of the most revered saints in Christendom, who was born in the 4th century and who is so well known because his life was recorded by Sulpicius, a writer, a biographer, who knew him personally, and he's considered one of the first saints who's remembered primarily for his life and his holiness of life, and not so much for his death. Before that, the age of martyrs was just coming to a close when he was born and when the Emperor of Rome declared Christianity legal, and not only legal, but the religion of the state. So Martin was born at the right time to be remembered and his life celebrated. He's the one who, as a Roman soldier, even before he was admitted to the church, responded to the law of God in his heart, and seeing a poor man freezing in the cold, begging for alms, the only thing he had to offer him was his soldier's cloak. He took his cloak and cut it in half and gave half to the poor man, and so began his legendary heroism in virtue. We pray for him through his intercession that we too may be inspired to follow the law of God that's written in our hearts, to practice virtue, to control our passions, and so follow Christ to the cross and then to glory. Praise be Jesus and Mary.